It has been another fairly typical late November day across eastern New York and western New England. It has been fairly gray, and there has been some light snow and rain around, though it hasn't been anything too heavy, and temperatures are chilly, but it's not really that cold for this time of year. And we do have some stormy weather ahead. An area of low pressure will track through our area tonight into tomorrow, and at this point it looks like most of us are going to see just rain from this storm. Though in the highest of elevations, there is a possibility for some wet snow, but most of us will just see wet weather from the storm as it comes through because it is going to push some warmer air into the region. So coming up tonight, it is going to be mostly cloudy and it is going to be rainy at times, and that rain may come down heavily in some areas, especially later this evening into the overnight hours. Overnight lows will be largely in the 30s to low 40s, so it is going to be a cold rain. And then tomorrow, for Thanksgiving Day, the weather is not looking spectacular, unfortunately. It is going to be quite cloudy, and it is going to be rainy at times. There will be some points where the rain stops, especially from the Albany area on north and west. But I'm going to keep that chance for showers in the forecast right through the day tomorrow. So do keep an eye on the weather if you do have plans to be outside, as it is going to be damp at times. Temperatures will not be too cold tomorrow, so at least that's a positive. We'll see highs reach the upper 40s to low 50s. There's even the chance that temperatures may warm up a little bit more than that in some spots. I also want to mention that there is the chance for some thunder and lightning, especially south of the Albany area. So that is something else to keep in mind if you do have plans to spend any time outside tomorrow. The good weather news is that Friday is going to be a great day to be outside. So if you were able to rearrange your plans for tomorrow and move them to Friday, that wouldn't be a bad idea. And temperatures on Friday will still be fairly mild. I expect highs to be largely in the low 50s. And on Saturday, the weather is going to be mainly dry again, though it is going to trend a little bit cooler and a little more seasonable for late November, as highs will go back down into the 40s. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, cloudy with rain likely and possible wet snow in the higher elevations, lows in the 30s to around 40. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers at times, highs in the upper 40s to lower 50s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, cloudy with rain likely, some wet snow in the highest elevations, lows in the 30s to around 40, and for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers at times, highs in the low to mid-50s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy with rain likely, especially late this evening and after midnight, lows in the upper 30s to lower 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with periods of rain, possible downpours and thunderstorms, a high of 46 to 54. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, cloudy with rain likely, lows in the upper 30s to lower 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with periods of rain, highs in the upper 40s to lower 50s. Region-wide on Friday, a mix of clouds and sun, highs in the low 50s, and on Saturday, partly sunny and cooler, with highs in the 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.